This is your update from Columbia Faith and Values. We're Mid-Missouri's source for religion news, brought to you in partnership with KBIA. I'm Kelly Moore. With school letting out for the summer, we took a trip to an old-fashioned schoolhouse that still has something to teach us about a different style of education. But before we get there, we've got a poem to share. Earlier this spring, Columbia Faith and Values held a poetry contest, and this poem by Kylie Ryan won third place in the youth division.
I believe that I have the power to love God. I believe that God will forgive us when we sin. I believe that God will guide me in the right path. I believe that there is only one true God. I believe in my Catholic faith in the Holy Spirit. I believe that I have the power to love God, and God has the power to love us.
That was Kylie Ryan, who won third place in the youth division of the Columbia Faith and Values Poetry Contest.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
You've probably read about one-room schoolhouses in books like Anne of Green Gables. It turns out, rural Missouri is home to several one-room schoolhouses. I visited a two-room schoolhouse that's still operating in Lone Elm, near Boonville. You might think that a church sanctuary would be empty on a weekday morning, but on a Thursday morning inside Zion Lutheran Church, there's a small and very young crowd. They sing a few hymns, give offering, and hear a short sermon. This is the start of the day for Zion Lutheran School. Most of the time, chapel's on Wednesdays. The day I visit is an exception. It's a Thursday, and the second to last day of the school year. Pastor Paul Weisenborn has a little extra fun this morning.
You're saying you don't want to start this joyous year and all the exciting things you learn, you want to learn them all over again?
After chapel, the kids pile into a small white school bus and head down the road to the schoolhouse, a small white building with a cross on the front. The school was started in 1896. Back then, it was just a one-room schoolhouse. It stayed that way until the 1960s, when the second classroom was added. That's also when the school got bathrooms. Until then, it had old-fashioned outhouses. Total enrollment for the school is usually somewhere between 28 and 38. This year, there were 32 students. For many of them, the school is part of their family history.
My sisters used to go here.
That's Lauren Wieland. She's one of this year's three 8th grade graduates.
I'm like the third generation who's gone here, so.
That's really.
Yeah, my grandpa went here, and my dad, and his brothers and sisters.
Other students have similar stories, and teacher Marcia Tolner knows them well. She started teaching at Zion Lutheran School in 1975.
A couple of the kids that I have now, I had their parents in school.
Mrs. Tolner started out in the younger classroom, teaching the first, second, and third graders. She later moved to the older classroom to teach fourth through eighth grade.
Sometimes it's chaotic. I don't have a problem doing it because I've done it all along. This is the only thing. I taught in St. Louis. I student taught in St. Louis in a larger Lutheran school. But other than that, this is all I have done, is to teach in a two-room school. And the kids are really good about working on their own. They have to become independent quickly. But sometimes, yeah, it gets kind of crazy when you're trying to teach one subject and another one's asking. I've got to be able to multitask.
Independence and multitasking. Those are both key at Zion Lutheran School. But what does a typical lesson look like? Here's 8th grader Lauren again, and her friend, Maya Farr.
Well, we usually, like, for math, it goes 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th.
Like, she'll do each subject with everybody, and then she'll start back at 4th grade and do the next subject, 4th through 8th.
Yeah, so it's just like a routine.
Yeah.
Anna Thompson is in 4th grade, and she likes getting to see the kind of work that's coming ahead.
It's kind of interesting to hear about other people's work, to see what it would be like to do it someday. But the thing I don't want to do most is algebra. That's going to be totally hard for me, since I don't really like math.
I step into the younger classroom to see teacher Andrea Petrie in action. While the second and third graders do a worksheet, she gathers the first graders around a small table in the corner for a reading lesson.
A shepherd. Is that right?
Shepherd.
A shepherd tends sheep.
Mm-hmm.
A teacher helps people to learn. An author.
What is it?
Author.
With the grade levels combined and the emphasis on independence, it might seem like there's not much time for student-teacher interaction. But actually, the opposite is true. Maya, one of the eighth graders we heard from earlier, says one-on-one time is one of the perks of Zion Lutheran School. She went to school somewhere else until fifth grade, so she's got something to compare to.
We get more one-on-one time with the teacher, so I guess that makes it easier to do our work because we get it explained to us rather than her just explaining it to the class and then moving on to a next class of eighth graders.
Teachers also get a longer than usual time span with their students. That's something Mrs. Petrie really likes. She used to teach at a bigger Lutheran school in Springfield, then came to Zion Lutheran School 2 years ago.
I get to know my students so well. I mean, you know, most teachers, you get your students for 1 year, and, you know, and then they move on to the next one, and, you know, you may pass them in the hall or say hi every then, but you don't get to, but this, I get to see the development. I get to see they start in first grade, and then by the time they leave my room, you know, after third grade, I can see how far they've grown. You know, I know where they were at the beginning, and I can, you know, I can see that.
I ask Mrs. Tolner what the biggest challenge of teaching at Zion Lutheran School is.
This isn't a good time, because I'm losing them. That's the hard part. It's letting them go. Knowing they're going to go on to high school. And hoping they're ready. But then seeing them when they come in the next, you know, the little ones when they come up is so much fun. They're so cute. But yeah, that's the hard part, is letting them go.
For now, school's out for the summer. That's it for this Faith and Values update. This is also the last update from Columbia Faith and Values, and my last week at KBIA. I'm Kelly Moore. Thank you so much for listening.